It is the middle of August and it is hot outside. But doesn't it kind of feel like the world is frozen? Everything is on hold. We can't take a step forward. We can't make plans for next week, let alone next year. What is school gonna be like? What are the holidays gonna be like? Everything is on hold waiting. But this state of frozen action is actually the perfect time for a new journey. It's time to hit the trail with God. And don't worry, He'll provide guides and supplies. And hey, you're never alone. That's today on the podcast. Hey, it's Marisa from the Tower Hill production team. Thank you so much for listening into our Tower Hill podcast. Whenever or wherever you're listening, we hope this podcast blesses you. And we hope that you feel free to share it with someone that you know so that they'll feel blessed too.
Well, good morning, Tower Hill. Good morning again, Marine View. It is so good to be with you today as we dive into week three of our August message series, Never Alone. For those who are just tuning in, my name is Jesse Skiffington. I serve as pastor at Marine View Church in Tacoma, Washington, way up here in the Pacific Northwest. Pastor Jason and I are good friends from seminary, and we're teaming up for this series in August and really enjoying the opportunity to get to work with him and to share some messages with you. And next week, Jason's going to be preaching, and he'll kind of wrap up our series as we kind of come toward the end of August. So looking forward to sharing that with you. Don't miss that opportunity starting next week. Our series this month, we called Never Alone, Your Adventure Awaits. And I was thinking about life, faith, adventure, and kind of the experience of the pandemic. And it's like we're sort of waiting for something to happen, but we're just not sure what. We've described it in this series as being on pause mode. We've sort of hit the pause button in our life and faith and just waiting for things to resolve. And it brought to mind for Jason and I the need to get the adventure going, not to wait. Our adventure is now in these much different circumstances, in the midst of the uncertainty. We can live the adventure with Jesus. And brought to mind for me an experience that Jason and I had together back in 2014. It was January, and for some unknown reason, Jason and I had decided to meet our good friend Dave Berge at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We thought it would be great for a winter retreat, cozy and warm. But what were we thinking? It was freezing and then some. We were enjoying some good fellowship and encouragement and trying to stay warm, catching up on the old days of seminary where we'd all met. We reminded Dave, of course, that we had won the flag football championship and we had been to two championships in a row. Of course, his team won the final year. We kind of stopped trying by then, so, you know, I digress. But I remember that January. There we were in Minneapolis in the midst of the freezing cold and just enjoying spending time together. And Dave took us out to the local park. And we put on every piece of clothing we had, and we were making our way in the freezing cold, snow, and ice to look at a waterfall. It was a pretty big waterfall, and it was completely frozen. Now, it was beautiful in a certain way, but no water was moving. It was solid ice. That stream, frozen over, was not moving anywhere. But when thawed, that water would travel into the Mississippi River and then eventually out to the Gulf of Mexico and into the vastness of the ocean. But right now, in that moment, it wasn't moving. It was frozen. It was disconnected from that bigger reality, from that adventure that it was created to live. And that experience kind of brought to mind for me about how our life and faith can feel at times and maybe how it's feeling right now. Sort of that experience of sort of hitting the pause, we're sort of frozen in time, writing things out. The rhythm of our faith that's rooted in the Sunday morning gathering when we get together in person, that's been disrupted. And all of us are trying to sort out what that means for our life and our faith. And how do we have a vibrant faith in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of uncertainty? And I wonder if the iced over waterfall is just another description for what we're experiencing right now. The circumstance of the world around us has sort of frozen life into a strange and disorienting experience. Now, there's been some good disruptive things about it, but in some ways, it's kind of caused us maybe to become disconnected from the bigger reality of the kingdom of God. As we've stepped back from our faith and kind of gotten tired maybe of online church, and we're just wondering what to do. See, the reality of life as a follower of Jesus is connected to God's big and eternal story. So the question that we're asking, how do we live the adventure? How do we thaw out, so to speak, and get things moving again? How do we connect with that really big adventure and take up our place in the story of Jesus and the kingdom he came to bring? When we looked at how we have to make the choice to hit the trail, and we got to get our guides and supplies ready to go, and that we're not alone as we do that. And today we're going to be talking about hitting the trail. What does it look like to actually move down the trail, to break free from the deep freeze, if you will, to push play again and get off the pause button, to get excited about the adventure in front of us. Because it really is an adventure to be lived. Life with Jesus is about movement. It's about traveling the trail of life full of ups and downs, knowing that we're not alone, that we have a community, we have Jesus with us as we move our way down the trail through the adventure of life. So it's time to hit the trail. And I wonder, what does that look like in your life and faith? And what does Jesus have to say about it? Well, we're going to dive into a passage today in Scripture that gives us a glimpse of what Jesus has to say about hitting the trail as his followers. What does it look like to live the adventure with Jesus? What does he say about it? And so we're going to look at that, and we're going to understand something today, I hope, that when it comes to the adventure with Jesus, it's all about putting who Jesus is and what Jesus means for your life into action in your real life and in your real circumstances, to move beyond talk, to actually live the adventure, to actually hit the trail. So open up your Bible if you have one with you, or you can follow along on the screen. We're going to be in Luke's gospel. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Luke sets out to record what he says is going to be an orderly account of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Of course, Luke is going to go on to write the book of Acts as well. And Luke is intent on getting an accurate account. And so he interviews eyewitnesses and he gathers source materials and presents these accounts to his readers, to his audience, to you and me today. And in our passage today, Luke captures a portion of what we've come to call the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is teaching to the crowds about what matters most to God, what the kingdom of God is all about. And then he wraps up that teaching with an incredible image. It's a parable of sorts. And I want you to listen to what Jesus says, and I want you to think about it in the context of your adventure with Jesus, of living your adventure as a follower of Jesus, of hitting the trail and moving forward. This is what Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, and we're going to look at just a handful of verses from 46 through 49. Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, right at the end of it, he says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" Why do you call me Lord if you're not going to do what I say? Why would you call me Master, the one you serve, if you don't put my words into action? Talk about a challenging question. This is right at the heart of our commitment to follow Jesus, isn't it? Jesus says, you call me Lord, you claim to be my followers, but you don't take what I say seriously enough to put it into action in your real life. What's that about? And Jesus draws this straight line between what we say and what we actually do. Jesus is telling us that our faith is demonstrated not by our words and good intentions, but by our decisions, our choices, our actions. Why would you call me Lord if you don't do what I say? And this is where the adventure really begins. This is when you hit the trail, when you dare to trust Jesus enough to follow him and to actually put his teaching into action in the context of your real life, your real circumstances. That's pretty compelling stuff. Jesus is calling us out. You can't just nod along. You have to live it. You have to back up your talk with action. That's the adventure. That's moving down the trail. Now, there's a whole sermon that we could preach about this, just in this one line that Jesus offers, talking about integrity, our words and our actions lining up, our character, hypocrisy that so often creeps into our life as followers of Jesus. But the adventure begins when we investigate who Jesus is and what Jesus means for our lives, and then put the implications of Jesus into action in the life we live. You get the point. In our relationships, in our thought process, in our decision making. Who is Jesus? What does Jesus mean for what I do right now? Now, Jesus goes on and he says, this is kind of what it's like. And he gives us an image of someone who's building a house. And he says, if you hear my words and you live them, it's going to have an impact. Luke captures what Jesus says in verse 47. Jesus says, as for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. Well, for many of you, this may be a familiar image from Scripture. If you've been around the church, you've heard this one before. Maybe for some of you, this is new. But this house built on the solid foundation is a pretty vivid image. When was the last time you stopped to think about that image seriously in the context of your own adventure with Jesus? We can sort of take these things we're familiar with for granted and miss the heart, miss the challenge behind them. Now, Tower Hill, you all there out on the East Coast, you've had kind of a rough stretch a couple weeks ago with the tropical storm coming through, knocking out power and causing all sorts of problems. So you get it about the storms of life. The pandemic, another torrent, financial challenges, another torrent, relationship struggles, the storms in life come, Jesus says. Will your house, will your life, will your adventure be rooted on a solid foundation? Did you hear what Jesus said about making it through? I love this. Jesus said you have to dig down deep. You have to dig deep enough to find the solid rock. That's what it takes to make it. That's what the adventure I'm calling to you is like. It's not some simple, shallow thing. It's deep. It's rooted deeply in who I am, what I mean for your life. Now, here at Marine View, for those that are part of Marine View, you know this, for Tower Hill, our mission statement is to create environments where each person is mobilized to go deeper with Jesus and to reach wider with his love. For short, we call it going deeper and reaching wider. Putting Jesus' words into practice, not just knowing them, going deeper, digging down until we find that solid foundation to build our lives from. As you live your adventure, Jesus says, dig deeply into my word. Dig deeply into my word and apply it to your life. Live by it. Trust me. Don't just talk a good game. Do the work. See, the thing about living the adventure with Jesus is that the adventure is yours to live. It's yours to live. No one can live your adventure for you. You have to make a choice to go deeper on your own, to take ownership of the adventure, to step out onto the trail and to take responsibility for your own life as a follower of Jesus. Let me say that again. This is so important. No one can live the adventure for you. Not a pastor, not your spouse, not your small group or your small group leader, not the elders of the church, not your youth leader or your Sunday school teacher. Your journey, your adventure is between you and Jesus. You have to take ownership of your own adventure. You are the one who can choose to go deeper with Jesus, to dig down, to find that solid rock to build your life on. So often we want to push the responsibility away. If the sermons were better, if our church was better, if my life was easier, then I would. Take ownership. Put those excuses aside. Dig deeply into who Jesus is. Take ownership. Live the adventure. When my kids were little, we would go hiking as a family, and they could only walk so far on a trail. Eventually, they wanted to be picked up and carried. And I didn't mind doing that. In some ways, as a dad, it kind of feels good to put your kid on your back. But at some point, they got to be too big for that. They needed to make the hike for themselves. They're 8 and 10 now, and I don't think I could get 10 steps down the trail with the two of them hanging off my back and my shoulders. They had to take ownership of the adventure at some point in their life to grow up enough to do that. Here's the thing about the adventure with Jesus. You need to walk the trail. You need to take ownership for your adventure. You become mature. You take responsibility for your own life and relationship with Jesus as you follow him. And so I wonder, how are you doing at that? How are you doing at taking ownership of your life, following Jesus along the trail, living your adventure with him, building your life on the solid rock? You see, building your life on the solid rock happens as you apply the reality of who Jesus is and what Jesus means to your life each day. Living as best you can, not perfectly. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to get it right sometimes and not other times. But living Jesus' way as much as you can in your decisions, actions, thoughts, choices, relationships, and the circumstances you face. And that means you need to seek out and grow in your understanding of what Jesus means by what he says and what he's done and what that means for your life. That's the adventure. Discovering that solid foundation and building from there. That's the stream that's flowing and not frozen when you take Jesus and you apply him to your life. See, following Jesus is a lived adventure with movement. It's not static. It's a lifelong journey. But here's the good news. It's not a solo mission either. It's an adventure that's uniquely yours. You have to take ownership, but it's one that was created to be lived out with others. You make your way down the trail, but you're not alone. You have the community of Jesus, and you have Jesus himself to go with you. You see, as you go deeper with Jesus and you live out of his teaching and you make your way down the trail and your adventure with him, you're not alone. Even though your adventure is your own and no one's going to live it for you, you're not alone. You have community around you. You have fellow adventurers to encourage you, to support you. Those guides that we talked about last week, those supplies that you can apply to your life with Jesus, these things are going to help you along the way. More than anything, you have Jesus himself, his presence. You have the Holy Spirit to guide and direct you, to encourage you, to strengthen you. You're not alone. The adventure is yours, but you live it out in community. You're never alone, even when you may feel that way. Now, Jesus doesn't end there. He's given this picture of digging down to the solid rock to build your life from there on his word, and that's a strong foundation. But he circles back around to his earlier question, why do you call me Lord, but don't do what I say? And he uses another image for what that kind of life is like. For those who call him Lord and don't do what he says, don't listen about what Jesus says matters most and apply it to their lives. This is what Jesus says. If you choose that route, it's not going to go so well. Jesus says, but the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck the house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Wow, that's intense. Jesus doesn't leave a lot of room for interpretation here. The image is vivid, it is clear. If you hear what Jesus says and you don't do anything with that, you may maybe even pay lip service to it, but you never step out on the trail to live the adventure. Jesus says when the storm comes, when the trail gets difficult, when the challenges arise, when uncertainty comes, when you're going to be in trouble, you won't have a foundation under your feet, you're going to be swept away. You won't have something there to hold you fast, to anchor you through the storms of life. As you live this adventure, as you make your way down the trail, you need a foundation to strengthen you for the challenges that will come. And I think what Jesus is saying here really is that when it comes to life with him, the adventure that we live with him, there are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts to the things that matter most. There's no easy button in your life with Jesus. It is a day by day growing, being strengthened, applying who Jesus is to your real life, moving along the trail with Jesus and his community through the ups and downs that come. If you want that solid foundation, if you want the joy of an adventure with Jesus, Jesus says it can't be surface level. You can't just kind of do the status quo. You have to make a choice and dig deep. Give the adventure your full attention. Be all in with Jesus. Follow him. Go deeply with him. See, each decision and choice in life moves you closer to Jesus or further from him. Every time you choose the way of Jesus, the way of his love and grace, that's a step toward him. Every time you hear God's word and put practical teaching into action, that's a step towards him. Each discipline, when you pray, when you study, when you serve, when you give, when you invest in community, that's a step toward Jesus. That's making your way down the trail to participate in the big adventure that God is calling you to. Each word you speak, each thought you think, each action or inaction, each relationship, every loss, every gain, every success and every failure, every up and down, as you turn to Jesus and his hope and his comfort is a step down the trail. Every time you come up against a pivotal life circumstance and you seek to understand and to know what Jesus would have you do, and then you act on that discernment, that's a step down the trail. That's a step in the adventure with Jesus. See, all of that makes up the trail that you're adventuring on with Jesus. All of those things, decisions and actions and thoughts and relationships and navigating decisions and circumstances, all of that is building your life on the solid rock. It is the life you live in relationship to the teaching of Jesus and the witness of Scripture that makes up the content of your adventure. You take one step and then another. Jesus invites you to a trail that is filled with joy and the life he gives. Now, all of that sounds great. It sounds amazing. But I know from experience, and you know, that it's not always that simple. And you might be thinking that right now, I'm more like the frozen waterfall. I'm more like the person who has hit the pause button in the midst of the pandemic. Maybe you're thinking, I'm new to all this. I don't even know how to get started. Maybe you're even thinking, I'm building on the surface. I don't have a foundation. Or maybe I started out strong, but I've lost the trail. I've gotten stagnant in my faith. I've gotten off track. And if that's you, I want to encourage you to come back next week and hear the next message in our series. Pastor Jason is going to help us wrestle with what happens and what we should do when we get sidetracked or we lose the trail and we're just not sure what way to go. Don't miss that. But as we wrap up today, I want you to know that each day, each moment, is a fresh opportunity to live the adventure with Jesus. His mercy is new every morning. There's a new opportunity right now to hit the trail by putting his teaching into action in your real life. The time is now, Jesus said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Follow me. As you make your way through your day, you can choose to follow Jesus. In your decisions, in your actions, how you choose to handle the circumstances you face. And I just want you to ask yourself this week, as you come up against those things, ask yourself, does this reflect who Jesus is and what Jesus means for my life? Does this decision or choice or action or word or thought or this reaction to a circumstance, does this reflect my understanding of who Jesus is and what Jesus means for my life? Maybe another way to put that same question, am I building on a solid foundation here? Or am I building on the surface? Is this leading me further down the trail with Jesus, closer to him, living more his way or not? Today, I challenge you to hit the trail. I challenge you to follow Jesus and experience the adventure, the life, the joy he gives. I challenge you to take ownership of your faith and remember that regardless of the circumstance that comes your way, you can choose to live Jesus' way. And you can know that you are never alone. You have fellow adventurers beside you. And Jesus is with you every step of the way. Let's pray. God, we do give you thanks for the opportunity to live the adventure with you. And none of us want to be like a frozen waterfall that misses out on the opportunity to flow out into that bigger story, that bigger purpose. God, would you help us to understand more of your word? To hear what Jesus says and consider who he is and what he means for our lives and then to apply that to our real lives in a real way, to the actual lives that we live every day in our decisions, thoughts, actions, relationships, and the way we respond to the circumstances that come our way. Would you help us, God, to live the adventure with you now, to say yes to the adventure, knowing that we're never alone, that you're with us, and that we have a community around us to support and encourage us. God, give us the courage to live that adventure well. Help us to go deeply with you, to find that solid foundation so that we can be strengthened for the trail in front of us. Thanks for the time we've had in your word today, God. We are so grateful for the way that you speak to each of us. I ask that you would bless each one as we go from this place to live out what you say is the direction we should go. God, would you help us to love you, to serve you, and to love those around us well. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Everybody say.